Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 I'm back again. This is Dr. Harris, Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show. We are rocking and rolling, rolling and rocking. That's just how we do it. And so we are getting ready to have an event this Saturday called Friends and Family Day. And we have put a lot of work into this event. We have put a lot of time into this event. It's an event that we do every year. So it's pretty historical, something that we're proud of to host for our community. We invite everyone out to come and be with us. And to just really come out and have some fun. Those of you know me know that I like to have fun. But, you know, again, you're with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show here on the West Coast. It's 8:43 p.m. on this Wednesday night here on the West Coast. And, man, we just want to give shout-outs to different people right now across the country. I want to give a shout-out to our young people who are doing great things across the country and going to school and, you know, trying to, you know, be somebody, you know, and it takes work. It takes a lot of studying, a lot of research when it comes to getting educated. And so I just want to give a shout out for all those young people that is on the front lines. And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Kennedy, who is in Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully she'll be back in January. Give a shout out to Allie Reed, who is the president of Fresno Freedom School. I want to thank her for her leadership, all that she do for us. You know, being a leader is not something that's easy. You know, being a leader, it's a lot of thinking, a lot of meetings, a lot of strategy and things like that. And so we just thank our president for the Fresno Freedom School, Allie Reed, for, you know, stepping up. Also, Lenny, I was told, that went back to Cuba. I want to give a shout out to her. She's a freedom fighter as well. Be safe. Look forward to you coming back. Man, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And all these shout outs I can give. You know, shout out to Free AME, my staff, all my church members who past and present, and even those that God has called on to glory. We just want to thank you for all that you do every day, putting up with me. You know, it's a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of grinding, a lot of communicating. And we all, you know, roaring the same way, if I may say. And so I just want to thank my staff at Free Air. You guys are awesome. Love you guys, every last one of you. You know, you make me proud. Let me put it like that. You make me proud, proud to be your pastor at Free AME Ministries, 806 Collins, right there on the Golden West Side of Fresno. And so this Saturday, this Saturday, we will have something called Friends and Family Day. friends and family day. And what Friends and Family Day is a time where we, as a ministry, we go out in the community and we put on this big event. It's free. Of course, there will be people selling items and different things like that that's there. Mike King, he's going to have his crew there. Cooking some basa basa and some French fries and all that good stuff. And so our children are going to be there, you know, doing their part. We're going to have a children's corner where the children are going to come out and do musical chairs. We're going to be doing the hokey pokey, you know, all that stuff, you know. And it's just... it's just beautiful to be able to serve, to teach my people to serve their community, not to be scared of them or anything like that, but to just love them unconditionally. And I think that's something that, you know, we need to do more of in our community. We know there's a lot of bad stuff going on. Let me just put it like that. A lot of bad stuff going on across the world in the city of Mississippi, Fresno. And, you know, it's going to take us to change that. And how you change it is that you have to get involved, you know, with things that's going on in your community. Saturday, we're going to be setting up at 7 o'clock to put up the tents, put up the tables. For those of you want to table, come out. You're part of our community. You are important to us. And we want to make sure that you represent the community. We have some of our ministers, some of my ministers will be there tabling as well, who will be doing some spoken word, doing some encouraging, talking about, you know, what we can do better as a community. And we need everybody, you know, at this point in life, we need everybody. I don't believe that one person can do it. I don't believe that someone's texting me here. I don't believe one person can do it. It's going to take all of us to be able to change the narrative of the evil that's going on today. And it's going to take a lot of sweat equity, unity, and mainly prayer. Because what's going on right now across the country can easily happen here. Our kids right now could be drafted into the war at any point in time. So it's serious. It's serious. And I know there's pros and cons and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, we want peace. We don't want to see... you know, what we're seeing right now on TV and, you know, so continue to pray, continue to pray. But again, I see my partner in crime just popped in, Dr. Jean Kennedy. Like to give a shout out to her. Me and her go way back. We still do a lot of stuff in the community. We thank for her leadership. She has taught me a lot to be the man who I am today. We don't necessarily always agree on everything, but we can compromise, agree to disagree. And that's what we need to do. You know, we need to agree to disagree, but yet still be friends. And that's how we learn. We learn by asking questions. We learn by listening. We learn by asking questions. And that's what we need to do now, is to ask questions about what's going on. Everybody that know me know that I'm a civil rights leader, you know, international civil rights leader. I talk to people, deal with people all over the world. Pastor, Free Enemy Ministries here in West Fresno. We're our social justice ministry. We speak truth to power. You know, today, and I'm going to get back to the show, but I just want to say that something happened today that I thought was very interesting. People know me from to and fro. They know my heart. They know I love people. But I have a special love for black people. And there was a sister that called me today. I think she lives in Oakland or San Francisco. And said that her son is missing here in Fresno. And another colleague, a friend of mine, had told her about me. And as a mother, I, you know, listening to the story, I won't go into no details other than this brother's missing. He's here in Fresno somewhere. And she called on me. She called on me to say, can you help me find my son? He's somewhere out on the streets of Fresno. I don't know where he is. I'm worried about him. And, you know, just, you know, listen, a mother, when she's impregnated, she goes through 9 months of pain, 9 months of hell. And that last month she come to deliver that baby, she's going through hell just trying to push that baby out. If it's not being pushed out naturally, her stomach is getting cut wide open. And she goes through a lot to bring us into the world, us young black men. And no mother, I believe, that has a child wants to see their child in danger. And so when she called me, you know, of course I was asking questions and stuff and, you know, praying at the same time because, you know, like I said, I have so much to do here in Fresno. I pray to God that he sends me more help to serve the people. And I told her, I said, hey, you know, I'll put a team together of people, men, black men, and we'll go out on the streets. We'll go into the homeless encampments. We'll put up pictures on poles. We'll, you know, go right into the homeless encampment with his picture and asking people, have they seen this brother? There's homeless encampments everywhere in Fresno. And so I could hear in her voice there was some hope that somebody cared. Busy as I am, I could have said, look, you know, I ain't got time. My hands is full. I got all these events going on. Call somebody else. But I didn't do that. Because if it was my son, if it was my daughter, if it was my grandkids, I would want someone to stop and say, hey, you know, let me see what I can do, you know. And so we've gotten to the point in life where we are supposed to be our brothers and sisters' keepers, but we've gotten away from that. And it's like your problem is your problem and, you know, you figure it out. And I get that, you know. You know, we don't have to internalize everybody's problems, but we're put here to encourage. We're put here to pray, encourage, and maybe get a blueprint of how maybe they can get out of the crisis that they're in. So just listening to the mother in the tone of her voice, you know, I just couldn't even imagine what she was feeling, what she was going through. the emotions, not knowing where her son is, not knowing if he's dead, not knowing, you know, all these things, you know. Has he been jumped on? Is he laying in the alley? You know, I mean, she has that right to feel that way, you know. Now, whatever circumstances that, you know, put her son out there is a different conversation. But when you call upon, see, the church used to be a place of refuge, a place where, and it still is. I'm not saying it's not. So don't go telling people I said it's not. But what I'm saying is that it's a place where people could come and let their hair down. We have gotten so commercialized in ministry today that we don't even let people testify anymore. We don't even let people talk, give testimony, cry. That's where you get your strength. You know? And so I told the mother, I said, look, I said, I'm going to, you know, put a team of men together and we'll hit Fresno, all four corners, and try to locate your son. Now, even when I locate him, he may, you know, may not receive us, you know, but at least if we do locate him, I can call her back and say, I found your son. What relief that would do for a mother to say, I found your son. You know, I mean, the streets of Fresno is mean, man. It's mean out here. It's mean, you know. And so it brings me back to why we're doing the Friends and Family Day, because, you know, we want to be friends with people. You know, if you're friends, you're family, right? But I know in this world right now, that's not really true with a lot of people, because a lot of us are enemies toward each other, which we really don't have no reason to be. I'm just thankful that the sister reached out to me, and I asked her that. I said, well, you know, we're going to put posters up on, you know, telephone poles, you know, going door to door, you know. I even go to the police department and say, hey, have you seen him? We're looking for him. This is our brother, okay? Because I would want someone to do that for my children, okay? Just, that was just a little testimony I had today, you know, that happened. And I want to thank Aline Reed for having an initial conversation with her. Then I followed up with her, and so I told her what we're going to do. So this Saturday, let's talk about this Saturday real quick. It's getting late. It's 9 o'clock. I got to go to bed. I'm tired. I've been up since 4. Trying to prepare. Those of you know me, I deal with excellence. I want things to be excellent. Friends and Family Day is a day where the children come out. We have food, we have games, we have community leaders that's going to be speaking and encouraging us. We're going to have raffles, we're going to have basketball courts. You know, my young people at my church told me they're going to take me down Saturday. So I've been going to the gym, pumping iron all this week. So we're going to see who's going to be on the ground. They don't know I was a basketball star in 1989. I know I'm ancient, but if you got it, you got it. So anyway, we're going to have that. We're going to have jump rope. We're going to have double dutch. We're going to have hopscotch for the children. We're going to have popcorn. May have cotton candy, too. I got to look into that. The children are going to have hot dogs and Capri Suns and potato chips. The rest of the food is going to be sold so that Free AME can be able to try to raise some money. We're doing a lot of great things over there, so we need money to do it with. 3-on-3 basketball, free throw contest, football. I mean, let me see here. Let me read down what we have. Okay, so we got praise dancing. So my young people What's the date? The date is the 28th, this Saturday, from 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Please come. If you want the table or anything like that. If you're selling stuff, it's $50. If you're selling food, it's $50. If you're selling stuff, it's $25. And if it's just information, it's free. So we'll be having praise dancing. We'll have some gospel music. Hey, I'm DJing, okay? So y'all know I love to DJ. So I'm going to be on the mic. MC Harris from the West Coast going to be on the microphone because I do the most. All right, don't get me to rapping because I will. All right. So we're going to have a kids' corner where the kids are going to be having fun. We'll also have the Freedom School Garden, which we'll be working with some of the kids in the garden, showing them some different tools and things like that. Of course, I said DJ. We're going to have horseshoes. We're going to have a dunk contest with the young people at the basketball course. They've called me out. Flag football. And guess what else we're going to do? Now, everybody got to do this. Everybody got to do the hokey pokey. Give me thumbs up if you know what the hokey pokey is. That's back in the day, all right? That's back in the day. So we're going to be having fun, hokey pokey, musical chairs for the children, jump rope contest. We also have teddy ball. Y'all remember playing teddy ball in elementary school? You hit that ball and go around. You know, we also have boxing gloves and things like that. So this Saturday at 806 Collins, we also have hygiene kits. You can go to my Facebook and look at the flyer that we have posted. I just shared it again. I put like five flyers in one post so you can kind of see the different activities that we're doing. Also, I want to say to all the organizers, like Aline, Kennedy, there's so many names, Crystal, everybody, Mike King, everybody. So I'm saying everybody. I don't want nobody to say, well, you didn't say my name. I'm saying everybody, okay, that helped put this together. It's going to be first class. It's going to be fun. We're going to start setting up around 7 a.m. I told them to make sure that the fish grease is hot. On the grease on at 9 o'clock. We're going to be selling basa basa and fish and chips fries. And so I'm sure that Minister Crystal Joyce is going to be selling some sweet potato pie and stuff like that. So we, like I said, we're just trying to have fun, bring the community together so the community can kind of see what we're doing at Free AME. We're doing a lot. We're not just talking about it, we're being about it. And so please come out, tell a friend, go on my Facebook, share the flyer, send it to whoever you need to send it to. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I want to say moving forward, these are all the different activities that we're doing at Free AME. We're going to have a Black Progressive Summit, which is November 4th. Aline Reed is our current president. She will be leading that piece there, the Black Progressive Summit. And I got to put that on the, I thought I did. Let me repost the Black Progressive Summit. Come out. This is a time where you can ask questions about farming, gardening, if you want to learn how to grow your own food. I have myself there, different people with expertise to help you along. We have seeds that we can give you. Okay, here it is here, Black Progressive Summit. I just reposted it on my Facebook, so please look at it, share it. We have our brother coming from Allensworth who's going to be the main speaker. He's going to be the main speaker, young. And we're just excited. The main speaker name is Dennis Hudson. Dennis Hudson. I was told yesterday by a colleague of mine at Visea that I met his mother, and I didn't know that was his mother, and they said, rest in peace. And so he kind of looked just like her. But he's going to come from Allensworth. If you know Allensworth, Allensworth was the first Black city in California. That is now a state park. Best we can do is Black people. our history and turn it into a park. Okay, that's another show. All right, so anyway, he'll be here on the 4th of November. I believe that starts at the time that I start. It'll be a free AME. Come out, tell somebody. Listen, I done told November 4th, yeah, at 10 a.m. from 10 to 2. Not going to be long. You know, we're going to have Subway sandwiches or different things like that to feed the people and the kids that come. November 4th, I just posted that. We, as black people, we're going to have to start eating better. Because right now, the way I see it, the food is killing us. When you go to the grocery store, all the food in there has pesticides on it. Now, if you look at the picture, I'm on this picture too. I'm on the right side holding a nap of lettuce. I just harvest. That nap of lettuce has no chemicals on it. So when we eat that Napa lettuce, it's good for our body, okay? We got to start doing more of that. I mean, when you come Saturday and you look at the Freedom School, I mean, I posted it. I took pictures the other day. The children planted all the plants. They planted collards, mustards, broccoli, Swiss chaw, all that right there at the church for you. Come by and check it out. You know, that these children are doing this for you. And so that's November 4th. So I just reposted that. Take a look at it. Share it on your Facebook. You know, have people come. I promise you, you will not be the same when you leave. Okay, so I just reposted that. And I'm just going through each flyer so that to give you some real history on what we're doing here, because I really want everyone to come and enjoy themselves. This Saturday, Friends and Family Day, 806 Collins, we will be there on the Golden West Side. How many of you know where Frank Age is? So we'll be right there by Frank Age Ballpark. Crystal Joyce is another minister at my ministry. She has my testimonies. Now, what she does, she have Thanksgiving in the park. She gives out clothes, food. We pray for people. We give out socks, coats. And I'm going to get to the coat piece in a minute. Day of fun, day of giving back to our community. We're not celebrating Thanksgiving and the content of how the Native Americans got slaughtered, but we're using the Thanksgiving as a piece of us coming together as a people. So I just want to make that disclaimer that I'm not celebrating the slaughter of the Native American. That's a whole nother show. So, Crystal, we're going to be out there. Kearney and Fresno Street. Kearney and Fresno Street. So I'm going to repost this right now so you can have it. Yeah. So free clothes, free hygiene kits, which we're going to be doing this Saturday as well. Well, it's raffling. Prayer, we're going to be doing that as well. Yeah. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, everyone's needs are being met on that day, okay? So this is my testimony, okay? Progressive Black Summit is a sponsor. Fresno Freedom School is a sponsor. I will be DJing again out there on the 11th, on the 11th, on the 11th. We'll be out there on the 11th from 10 to 2. So if you have any coats or anything like that that you feel you want to share with us, please bring them. Make sure they're clean. Make sure they're clean. You don't want to give anyone any dirty stuff, because I don't want to wear any dirty stuff. Make sure they're clean. You have socks, sweaters, because it's getting ready to get cold. You see, I have my sweater on right now. I see my baby on here, Chanel Harris. That's my shadow. Love her to death. And she knows that. She has my grandbabies over there. Thank you for taking care of them. Now, tomorrow we have our food giveaway, 806 Collins. We have our food giveaway at 806 Collins tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And so we ask that everyone come. There's a lot of food there. People start showing up at 7 in the morning to get them a good, you know, be in line. And so a lot of great food. We just want to bless the community. Thank my staff again for, you know, opening and closing and setting up and taking down. It takes a lot of pressure off me. Just all types of food, milk, oranges, salads, whatever you name it, it's over there. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, 806 Collins. Now, there's another event that's going to happen on November 18th, which is called the Craft Fair. Craft Fair is done through the Women International Peace and Freedom Day. There's another day that we bring people together. Look at all these days how we're bringing people together, you know, for unity, crossing racial lines, and getting to know people who may not look like you. And you'll find out that people who don't look like you probably support you more than your own people that look like you, right? So I didn't say that. That's just what it is. But anyway, we're going to keep it positive. Come out. You know, we're going to have our children, my little choir. My children is going to open it up. We're going to have live bands. People are going to be selling items and different things like that. So, yeah, so it's going to be fun. Come on out. That's November the 18th. And I believe we started 10, I believe. Yeah, 10. I think we started 10. If you want a table, contact me, inbox me. If you want to sell something, there's registration forms and things like that. And so we just want to be able to serve our people. So that'll be our last event for the year. And then we will, at the end of December, we'll start our Kwanzaa, which Kwanzaa starts at the end of December, rolls over into the new year. We'll have Kainde, one of our professors, to teach the class every fourth Sunday of the month. Kainde, who is a Black Studies professor, he will be speaking from the roster. So we want to have Saturday classes to where, you know, adults, children, really focusing on the children, but adults can come to about their history. And it's very important that you know it and go from there. So I know it's been a long time since I've been on the radio. I just want to encourage you to come on, to come over on Saturday and be with us. Check out what we're doing, our sanctuary, our programs that we're doing with the children, our farming, our gardening, and all this stuff. And I believe you'll be impressed with what we're doing. And not just be impressed, but you want to get involved. And so that's what the craft fair is about, learning who your neighbor is, and they get to learn who you are. It's cross cultural lines, cultural barriers, and let's be friends with each other. You know, friends can do more. Someone told me as I get ready to close, they said, Pastor Harris, you can get more with honey than you can vinegar. And so I said, I said, all right, okay, get more with honey than vinegar. So keep that in mind. Love you guys. Love my daughter who's watching. Hope she's still watching. And Dr. Kennedy, little son of Shalee, thank you for tuning in tonight. Denise, stay strong, my friend, and hold it down where you at. And so keep me in prayer. I'm asking the Creator to send more help my way so that we can do the heavy lifting that we're supposed to do for our people. Love you guys. I'll say Hotep. Power to the people. Whose streets? Our streets. Black power. People united will never be divided. And that's how we do it on the West Coast, because we do the most. It's Dr. Harris, civil rights leader. We signing out, and I'm out.